Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
You really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, or worried about your kids, or worried about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seeds. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are here this evening for the Let's Talk Truth Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I hope everyone out there is feeling pretty good about themselves. I know I am. I feel real good. Today is a day that we have had so many wonderful things happen in our lives and in the lives of others. And so we're going to be here and just share on our topic today. Investment with the best return. How many of you are familiar with the word investment? We go all day, every day, looking at the, what is this, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the, all of these things. And how many of us down low on the totem pole have ever felt like we had something to invest? So we're here today. We're going to talk about an investment with the best return. Now, what happens to those of us that don't have a clue about the stock market or how what's going to be what? You know, you have to have a sixth sense to know and to be have investment skills.
Yeah.
So if I've got a few dollars, I've got to pay somebody those few dollars to tell me what's my best option as far as investment.
Yeah.
But Let's Talk Truth. We're going to come up with something that I believe all of us can agree to, what our best investment option is. And before we get going, we're going to, this is Lois Bullock. This is Let's Talk Truth. And as I say at the top of every show, I'm not here to preach to anyone, but if we're going to come to a conclusion, whereas truth speaks out, we have to encompass the Word of God because God is truth. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know y'all are looking for me to come up here with, you know, what's the best place to invest your money. Well, we at Let's Talk Truth, I don't believe money is your the best investment.
No, investment doesn't necessarily mean money, but that's what we associate the word investment with. You can invest your time into your children.
Exactly.
You can invest, you know, whatever you put in an effort toward is what you get a return on. You know, when people think, oh, you know, it's tax season, so everybody's looking for those little forms coming to mail.
Pandemic.
Yes. So we're going to file taxes and get my money returned. Oh, Lord, I didn't take enough. I got to pay them back. But you have to realize when you invest your time or anything you put an effort into, you get a return on. You know, it goes back to the old adage, practice makes perfect. Whatever you put yourself wholeheartedly into, you're going to get a return from. And that's good or bad. If you invest most of your time in being hateful and rump-rousing and starting trouble and being two-faced or messy or using somebody, the return that you're going to get is the same thing you dished out. If you dish out, you know, joyousness, love, understanding, compassionate, being compassionate, things like that. That's what you get a return on. You can't expect to get, you know, that's like you work all year long, you've paid no taxes. You can't expect to file your taxes and get a return. You're going to have to pay. That's the same thing. So if you want to get something, you have to give something worth something. You can't, you know, like they say all the time, scared money don't make no money. Scared living doesn't make a good return. It doesn't. You have to live wholeheartedly and in a good way. You can't say, well, I live wholeheartedly full of hell every day. Well, what is your return going to be? You're going to have to pay the piper at the end. You have to reap what you sow. It's all like a circle. You know, everything goes around like life. You start and it ends. It just, you know, it goes. So I think a lot of people spend too much time putting monetary value on certain words when it clearly can be, you know, relative to other factors of your life. With your children, you know, you have, I think everyone who ever went to school knows, you know, what child in class, their parents really didn't put that much time into them. They're, you know, they're lackadaisical with their work or, you know, their behavior is a certain way. And that's because those parents were somehow not investing enough time with them. If you're investing time with your children, you know if they have homework, just do your homework. Let me check this. Let me check that. Or if you see that, if you've given your child leeway and you see they've had a pattern of doing something that they're not supposed to do, then you get involved and you're investing more time in that child. If you don't, that's when you have people running amok. You have that child who's always getting expelled or that child who never is flunking out and who is not made to go to tutoring, who doesn't, you know, take those extra steps because there's no one there investing enough time in the development of that child. So
you're right.
Example I have.
And listen, we're here to, and we're absolutely standing on the premise that time is the best investment. Time is the best investment. Everybody came up and we talked about we've been going over the Super Bowl. Didn't everybody's team here win?
I don't have a team.
Oh, I don't have a team either. I'm just glad that the Seahawks won. But I want to welcome Shannon to our show tonight. She's the first one that popped off with it, with, you know, her talk. I want to welcome Louise. She's here this evening. I want to welcome Mr. Motivator. And I believe that all of these people can attest to the fact that time is your best investment. Mr. Motivator, you spend a lot of time standing before people, whether you are doing a comedy act that you're causing somebody to laugh and split their side,
mm-hmm.
or you're standing before a crowd of people who are despondent and don't know where they're going to turn, and you give them some motivational inspiration from what you say.
Mm-hmm.
That's time you spend.
Yes, it is.
No, you cannot. You cannot put a price on time. And so I firmly believe that instead of us spending all of our time trying to invest in one brilliant idea, and it's nothing wrong with that. You can get monetary kickbacks or monetary uplifting from a lot of things you invest in.
Right.
But money is not everything.
Right. I think time is the only investment that you can put in that you reap a plethora of rewards from.
Exactly.
That can mean monetary. It can mean, you know, goodness, it could be anything. I watched something the other day, and it was a little commercial thing I saw on Facebook, and the gist of it was a little boy went into a store and he stole something and ran out. And the owner of the store, she came out and chastised him, you know, screaming at him, ready to call the police. I mean, really ready to hit him. Well, a gentleman in the neighboring store who owned a little food service saw the little boy, ran out there and asked the lady, how much does this cost? At that time, his daughter came out there. She was a little girl about the same age as the gentleman. And he, in turn, asked the woman, he said, how much, you know, he looked at what he had in his hand, he had medicine. And he looked at it and said, you know, how much did this cost, this little boy took? And she told him a price. Well, the man reached in his pocket, paid for it, sent the little girl over there, and sent her to get some soup. He said, your mom is sick, right? And he was like, yes. So he gave the little boy the medicine, gave him the soup in a little bag, and the little boy ran off. Well, years later, 30 years later, the gentleman was at his restaurant, fell ill. His daughter was an adult by this time. They went to the hospital, and the daughter was looking at the bill that was, like, exorbitant. Like, how can my father, you know, you have to pay for this to get this surgery for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But they were showing the doctors and everything. So the doctor came in there and looked at him, and they showed the doctor sitting at a table. He filled out a little form or whatever. They did the procedure, everything. The daughter reviewed, they sent her another bill. The daughter reviewed it, and it said zero balance. Now, the gist of the story was the little boy that he helped in the street ended up being a doctor that took care of him.
Wow.
So he didn't have a bill. So you don't know when you do little things or put little positive influences in someone's life or you really invest in time and paying attention. If that man was just like, ooh, someone's over there stealing. I wonder what's happening over there. I wonder what they're doing. I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
But he took the time to find out. He didn't think automatically, you know, okay, it's a little boy. You're stealing medicine. You're not stealing candy. You're stealing medicine. So that means something is wrong. So let me just get in here. He was astute enough to pay attention to the surroundings.
He cared enough.
And he cared enough and put in enough time to say, you know what, let me bless this young man. And ending up, that young man blessed him. Not only was his life saved by the procedure, think about it. They have a small business. The daughter didn't know how to pay for it. They couldn't keep the business running and pay for the surgery. She's sitting there very just torn, rubbing in her hair. She don't know what to do. And it ends up she has to pay anything because that little boy remembered, you paid for medicine for my mother when we had nothing. So let me bless you.
You know, there's two sides to that, and we're talking about investment. First of all, a person that will invest their time to bless another person. That's your number one key to investment. That's where you get your best return.
Mm-hmm.
Then the person that is the recipient of that time should take the time to do it for somebody else.
Pay it forward.
Pay it forward. One thing we was talking about during the Super Bowl, there's a little boy, and I got the information right here. He's 13 years old. He was born without an arm below his right elbow.
Mm-hmm.
But he was surprised by his NFL idol, who is Dallas Cowboy outside linebacker DeMarcus Ware, went to where this little boy was, to the gym, and surprised that little boy,
mm-hmm.
gave him tickets to the Super Bowl. Now, he literally gave that little boy his time. People don't realize, in order to give time, what do you have to have?
Compassion.
Compassion. You have to have a heart for caring. And most of us, we sit and we do our lives just like we do the stock market. We try to figure out who is the best person for me to invest. I'm going to invest my time in this person because they already have this. I'm going to give this person this because I like them. I don't like the way she wears her hair. I don't like the way he does something. And it stops us from making a righteous investment. But just like Shannon said earlier, when you make the right investment, you get the right return on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a season for miracles. And we get miracles based on what we have invested. I received a call long distance from a young lady that I met. I met her almost a year ago. And at the time I met her, she's young enough to be almost my granddaughter. But we just loved each other. And she's been going through some things. She's going to have a baby. She's living in a place where she doesn't have relatives. Her mom is deceased. And she and I talk periodically, and I try to encourage her. And I've been telling her just, you know, just do the best you can, do this, do that, but just whatever you do, give God some time. And she says, well, I need a job. This is what she said. She told me last week. She called me. She said, I called you to tell you that I applied for a job. And I listed you as a reference. And she said, I told them that you were my mentor. And that I said, so if they call me, I'll give you a good reference. Well, she went in today for an interview. And she happened to be talking to one of the cashiers that work in the place. And the manager or the hiring person was watching her. And when she finished, when the lady finished doing what she was doing, she walked over to her and she said, are you here to interview for the job? And she said, yes, I am. She says, well, you're hired. And she said, I'm hired without an interview? She said, yes. She said, I watched how you interacted with my cashier. She said, and not only, she said, I'm going to start you out with X amount of dollars, and after you've gone through your probationary period, I'm going to move you into a management position. How wonderful was that?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And a miracle, because you're walking into a place,
yes,
you have to interview. So people can say all day long they want to dismiss that as something, oh, it's because it is. Well, she's not from there. She doesn't know anybody there.
Mm-hmm.
You go in for an interview and someone sees you, which also brings me back to what I said earlier when I said you invest in time and your behavior, everything.
Mm-hmm.
What you do, people are watching.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really an investment in itself, because you can be an umbrella for someone when it's raining. You can
mm-hmm.
be a light for someone when it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Your attitude determines your aptitude. And if you invest in having a
your
positive attitude
as well.
Yeah. And if you invest in having a positive attitude, or if you make that your priority to stay in a positive light and be, you know, something of a good example, then you have no choice. And look at the return on investment that she received.
Mm-hmm.
You already have accolades from the hiring manager. You haven't even begun to work there. Then on top of that, they're already making plans for your future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you, not saying if you pass the probationary period, she said once you've passed your probationary
mm-hmm.
period, we're going to put you up into management. Now, do you see how that works? Because she went in there with the positive attitude to not just turning it on because someone was looking at her. It was naturally coming from her.
Mm-hmm.
So it drew the attention of the person who was in charge of that. So it really helped her because, you know, she invested enough time to listen to her mentor and keep her attitude in a certain light.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, look at the blessing that she came out with.
And I'm sure Mr. Motivator can agree with what I'm about to say when I say that you cannot always control what people do or say to you, but you can control what you do or say to them back. So it ultimately rests on your shoulder to give your best investment for your best return.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you out there that's wondering, do I have any money to invest? No. I believe that everyone living has something to invest. You have some time that you can invest to something. So, you know, don't ever think that you're so little or I could care less about Wall Street. I don't have the money for Wall Street. But I do have what God has given me. And that comes from within. And that's the thing that we need to give away to people. We need to invest that so that we can get the best return on that. So, Mr. Motivator, what do you think?
I think you're right on 100%, absolutely 100%. When you take the time to invest in others and invest in helping people, invest by taking your time to make a difference in somebody else's life, it'll make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go wrong. Most of the time, most people are so busy they don't have time to invest. There's a gentleman coming down the street, and there's a lady with the cane. She's trying to get into the door. Okay, it will only take him a couple of seconds, maybe a minute, to hold the door open for the lady who has her cane and her packages to let her inside. But he's in a big rush. He just rushes on in to get in line, and this lady's trying to stand there to get in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And would it have hurt him to stood there and held the door open for this lady? But because we don't see the investment in time, we think, well, my time is for me, and I got to look out for me.
And how many times have you heard people say, oh, I can't do that. My time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's that valuable, don't you want to share it with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to? You need to share your time with somebody. So this is what we need to understand, because everyone has time. We've got some time that we need to invest.
That's right.
And if you don't have time, what else do you have? You know, I say this, and sometimes when I'm talking to my staff or to my children or whomever, I think about all of the people with money, basically all of your athletes, who invest in a recreation center. I don't see the fulfillment of that if I get my money and open a recreation center. What is that going to do for me on the inside? I mean, it might give me
a place to send your children so they won't have to play out in the street. That's it. It doesn't offer any
but
resources.
But what comfort is it going to give me?
Your name is in the light.
And that's the key right there. We want our name in light.
We don't think things through. Like, for example, if I became a celebrity and I opened up a recreation center, my recreation center will be like a multi-purpose center. For example, most of them open up in a poor neighborhood. Now, it's not enough to have a place for the children to go, because when they go home, they may not have light, water, or food.
Exactly.
Offer additional resources. You know, have someone who's a budget planner there who can help those people, you know, budget better. Let's see, and it's going to be a little difficult for you. We're going to get this budget together, and this way everything will be on.
Mm-hmm.
Have someone, you know, bill reminders. Hey, you know, you got to pay those bills. If the people are out of work, find something for them to do. And people can say all the time that, oh, it's jobs out there, yeah, but some people don't have high school diplomas. Some people didn't even leave the fifth grade. Some people are inept when it comes to socially fitting in at a job. So
mm-hmm.
there's no type of, you know, you can sit here and say all day long, I'm going to program you what to say on an interview. Yes, but how do you put that into that person to want to sustain a job? There's no counseling services. People sometimes need things to talk to. People have a lot of baggage, things they've been through, and they're perpetuating that upon their kids. Have some kind of service like that, something
mm-hmm.
where the parents can go talk. If the kids want to go in there and talk and say, look, this is what's going on. I'm tired of being without light. I think my dad is sorry. I don't know what's going on. I'm tired of being shipped from place to place to place. Well, let's help out. Let's get it together. But people are so prideful nowadays. They don't want to divulge any information. And then, again, the resources that are out there make you feel like something's wrong with you because you're needing that help.
Well, you brought up something there, and I think that people might look at that in more than one way. I think right now, most young people, what's going to happen? Should I go to this, and I open up and I say, look, we've been without lights for a week. You know what's going to happen? CPS is going to come in. And they're going to take me away from my home.
And the thing is, that's why investing time. Because if you invest enough time in that person, you let them know, I'm not here to get your children taken away from you. I'm here to help you take care of your children. Let's find a way to get this done together. The thing is, things are set up now that say, I want to help someone.
Mm-hmm.
you know, they ask all the time, give donations so we can help. We want to help. Now, one thing I will say, there's food pantries throughout here in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
You can go get free food and things like that.
But they've started.
But the thing is, that's limited because it's based off of the giving of several individuals. If I am a wealthy person, I should be able to keep that stocked and fulfilled and without having to reach out to other people unless I'm reaching out for donations with my wealthy friends to make a huge donation. Not the average Joe Schmoes that are around who are barely making it from check to check themselves because, you know, it's a lot of people that are one check away from being homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, you're talking about investing. Let's just take the food pantries.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take that. And we're going to invest in that. What about the people who take advantage of these places that really don't need it when there are people out there, there are little old ladies out there who need
cat food.
Yeah.
They need cat food.
And
because
what
there's
think
no fail-safe. You know, it's sad to say that the human condition has turned everyone into skeptics, but there's no fail-safe. If you're coming to the food pantry every month, every month you have to come to the food pantry, you have a job, and every month you have to come to the food pantry, you have a job, that's when you get counseling involved. Let's work on, okay, do you have a solution for this? Do you have that? Because at that particular time, if you're offering help to someone, those people who actually need the help will be willing to divulge that information. If you don't, you'll walk away. That's my same philosophy is the same thing about food stamps. Now, believe me, let me put a disclaimer. I don't see anything wrong with you needing assistance or things like that. But my problem that I have is when my tax dollars go to pump out food stamps and you have people who are elderly who can't get food stamps. They get $16.
Mm-hmm.
I know an older gentleman who has fought for his country, everything, has got this hurt. If this table cannot work. But the food stamp office offered him $16 because he received a check from the government. Now, you have able-bodied young women who will pump out a baby. I'm going to get on food stamps. Less than 2 years later, you're pumping out another baby. Increasing food stamps. I understand you need help, but if I had anything to do with running that, I'd have a fail-safe. Okay, I understand. You're on food stamps. You need this assistance. Then we put you in a program, you have to get a job. If you have a job within 2 years, if you get pregnant within 3 years of having that first child, your benefits automatically cut off. They should automatically cut off. Why? Because if I think that there's always going to be a safety net under there, so you have to be willing to invest time in a person. Because a lot of people don't know any better. So if you think that there are households who have five generations on the same roof and the grandmother ain't even 55 years old yet.
Mm.
So you no one's invested enough time to say, okay, look, you don't have to live this way. It becomes easy because it's really given a crutch, but no one's taking the time to say, young lady or young man, you don't have to live this way. You can be self-sufficient. You know, how is it? I looked at something about what let me know people don't invest enough time in things when the whole food stamp thing crashed within Georgia. Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe it was.
Now, at this, I work 80 hours a week, sometimes 90. Every two weeks. Sometimes 90, sometimes 100. Now, that's overtime. I worked hard, but I had to go to the grocery store and pick and choose what I had to get because I had a budget. I had to pay bills. I had to pay my, rent, life, gas, water, all these things. Now, you have women on here yelling, I got six kids. Now, last time I checked, food stamps bought food. How are you standing on camera with 22-inch Malaysian hair? And for those of you who don't know about hair extensions, that's expensive hair. It's like you can get up to like $800 a bundle for that hair. So you can stand up here with that type of hair, but you're complaining about a benefit that has not come in the timely manner it's supposed to come on. No one has taken the time to teach those things that, okay, it's a different way. You have to be willing to sometimes be tough, like a parent. I can remember, my mom has been buying me things since I can remember. But can I recollect everything my mother has taught me? No. But I can remember those times she sat down with me and taught me life lessons. Some things I did not want to hear, but now that I'm older, I can still recall those because she took the time to sit down, develop me. No, you don't have to have this type of behavior, Shannon, that is not conducive to being a good adult. Yes, Shannon, you can have this type of behavior because that is conducive to being a good adult. So the time that a person spends with someone is something that you will remember because that's what she put into me. So what is she getting back? The fact that her daughter, I'm not an unwed mom. I don't have children running around. I've never been in jail. I don't have a record. You know, she didn't have that call in the middle of the night. Hey, can you come bail me out of jail or anything like that? So, you know, those are some things that she got a return on her investment. And I think that we're so busy being controversial about the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
Everybody wants to talk about the government. I'm so sick of hearing about the presidency. I don't know what to do. You know, those are things that you cannot change. You can vote after your vote is done. Okay, let's move on from that. Let's implement things because the voice of the people is what inflicts change.
Mm-hmm.
Change comes about. Do you think if Martin Luther King and everyone back in that day didn't march or didn't set some kind of rules, it wasn't easy?
Mm-mm.
When they did the whole bus thing, when they stopped riding the buses, you think it was easy to go to work walking, feet hurting, you have to be on your feet all day?
Mm-hmm.
No, but it wasn't easy, but they did it. But now, look, I can go to whatever restaurant I want to go to and sit down beside someone who is not African-American. I don't have to go in the back. I can use the same restroom. It's a lot of things I can do because someone took the time to say, I want this to change.
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much. I've been saying something for the past few days, and it's kind of been getting on my family's nerves, but if you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we can all sit back and say, we don't like how this is going, but one person can't make a difference. If you band together
mm-hmm.
and have the same unified cause in mind and you all invest the same amount of time into a project, change is bound to happen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's going to happen. You look at Habitat for Humanity. It's a large group. You get people who from all over. We're going to help build this because they have one unified goal in mind, getting someone a place to call home. And that's important to a lot of parents who have kids, a place to call home.
Yes.
And not only that, while I like it, they don't just say, well, we're going to build your house, and then you move in. No, no, no. Ma'am, sir, this is your house. You're going to get in here, and you're going to help us build. You're going to nail these nails. Exactly. Because you know what? A home is more appreciated. See, people appreciate things that they've had to work for.
Yes.
If you haven't had to work for it, the likelihood of you dispelling it off or, you know, throwing it around or mistreating it is a lot greater. But if you invested your time, I nailed this wall right here. I built this fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
I painted this room. I helped install this refrigerator.
Yes.
That's yours. It's something you worked for, you did. And I think a lot of times we spend so much time complaining about things that are going on in the world. Oh, I hate that this is going on. Oh, I hate that this and a group of you are saying y'all hate the same things. Well, get together and see how you can solve it. Yeah. See how you can solve it. I mean, you know, you can write a conversation. There are steps people say, well, you can't. Yes, you can. You have to take baby steps. You have to crawl before you can walk. You know, you
mm-hmm.
have to make a statement. And then once you start, you know, it's like throwing a rock in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Right there where you know, throw the rock in the water, it'll make a little bloop.
But
the ripple effect, the waves go way out, just
mm-hmm.
like in the ocean. Anyone who has ever been in the ocean, you sit back and you look at the tide swelling in.
Mm-hmm.
But those waves start way out. But as they come to the front, they crash up against the shore.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll knock you down.
Of course.
But it doesn't look like that way out there, but the swelling is way out there, and when it comes, it has so much power behind it
mm-hmm.
because the sea itself is pushing. That's why when it reaches land, it knocks you down.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right in talking about spending time. I have a friend of mine who had been trying to solve a problem having to do with a financial thing that they had to do, and they couldn't get it resolved. And then once we sat down, my friend and I, we sat down and we put our heads together and we invested time.
Mm-hmm.
We invested time and we made phone calls and we stayed on the phone and we did everything. And after a while, the person on the other end of the phone who had the power to make things happen said, listen, I'm going to go ahead and do this. Because you guys have invested so much time in trying to get it done, and you have reached, you have gone to your last resort. You can't go any further. So I'm going to make sure that it happens. But it did it because they invested the time in it. You know, you have to know
persistence. You have to want to do it.
Yes.
You have to care enough to be involved and stay involved in the situation. A lot of times we... You know, you have to have passion for something.
Yes.
Everything that we have passion for, we stick with. Just like people who say at the beginning of the year, you know, my New Year's resolution is to lose weight. But if it's not really in you, you'll do good for that first 2 weeks, then back to the cookies and ice cream. So you have to make sure that whatever you're putting your time into, you're willing to stand behind.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially when you're dealing with other human beings.
Yes.
Because for the simple fact is you can make or break a person. I am a big fan of, you know, you can punch me in my face. You know, I'll heal. You know, even if you break my jaw, I can get it sewn together, it'll heal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you damage my heart or my, you know, my esteem, my insides, anything emotional with me, those scars people can take on forever.
Yes.
Without the proper healing. So when you want to make sure that when you approach a situation.
Time.
Yeah, time. You want to make sure you approach a situation, especially with the other people, make sure that you're willing to invest that time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pass at it or come at like, No, you get wholeheartedly go into it because if you don't, again, your return is going to be something that you didn't look for. You want to make sure, and you don't, I mean, you don't do things for the return. But you know that life is a never ending.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that they, you know, carnally people say karma, which is true. Whatever you put out, you get back.
You get back. You know, you're absolutely right. But when it comes to time, why is it so? Why is it that people don't? They think time takes too long. You know, something.
Impatience.
Yeah, but
not even
why?
Not because they don't want to. People take the time to do what they want to do. That's the thing.
And I think that people don't realize, you know, like everybody says, you know, God's going to do this. God, well, we don't really believe God's going to do something because we won't wait on it. We get in trouble going out there trying to make something happen with our time when it's not in God's time. And
I just use that example today.
Yeah.
That's the truth. But you have to think about it. Things that you want to do, you put forth all the effort.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to do it, it is not to your full capacity. You're like, this will do. It's complete. But there's spaces and gaps in here.
Yes.
Like if you're building a roller coaster, you want to build that roller coaster. Because if you don't want those, both things going to be hooked up. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yes.
So you have to approach any situation like that.
And give it the time.
Right. And people think that time is, I can't do that because they really don't want to.
You know, and that takes me to a
And I prefer a person not to. If you don't want to do it, don't.
Don't. Because
if you can't give me all, then don't.
Exactly.
You keep it to yourself.
And that brings me to a scripture in the Bible where God encourages us to count out the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Who sits down to build something that you don't count the cost? Because if you don't count the cost, you don't know the time it's going to take. And you're going to give out before it gets to a point where everything falls into place. And we find this a lot in relationships. And I think this is why God is instructing us now to expect a miracle and remember he's in the miracle working business. So when you see something happen, stop scratching your head. Oh, my God, I cannot believe this. Oh, I got this. Oh, this happened. God said, well, I'm in the miracle working business.
That's right. We
you know,
people like this.
We find there was a pastor one day whose congregation, they prayed for rain.
Mm-hmm.
every day. We're going to meet at 2 o'clock every day, and we're going to go outside, and we're going to all pray
we're
for rain.
The rain. We're going to get a couple of Indians to do the rain dance.
And so they went out, and they prayed every day, but the pastor never would go. He stayed inside. So after about 3 or 4 days, they said, look, how can we be out here praying for rain, and the pastor's inside? So they went inside and say, oh, say, yo, pastor, why aren't you out here with us praying for rain? And he said, oh, is that what y'all are doing? Yeah, we're touching and agreeing for rain. He said, well, I didn't think y'all was expecting a rain because I didn't see nobody take an umbrella. You know, if you're looking for rain, you're going to take an umbrella.
Exactly, because right. You cannot get your hair wet. Oh, my gosh, no.
Like you're expecting
a rain, so you're going to take an umbrella. So that's the way it is in anything we do. Anything we put our time in and we're investing time, we got to make sure that we're treating it as,
right.
You know, as if it's going to happen. This is how miracles take place.
Yeah.
It's got to be that it's going to benefit us in some way.
Uh-huh.
And we are investing our time in it. So that's all, you know, that's just the number one thing. So we've come to a conclusion on one thing. Out of all of the stock markets and the money and the, what is the trade? The Dow Jones and all of this. Just invest your time.
Yes.
Invest your time. You'll find the greatest return that you'll ever have.
You'll have the best nibbit.
Yes.
And that's for those who use net income before taxes.
So this is, you know, you have to understand that. Start giving your time and stop just passing something off.
Yes.
And a lot of people, selfish people, want the time, want you to invest time in them, but they don't invest time in nobody.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Remember, what you give is what you get back.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Remember, if you don't give time, you don't get time.
Mm-hmm.
You give time and stop giving it and then counting the minutes until you get something back.
Well, people don't realize when you give something, I learned a long time ago, and I know, you know, the show itself is not based on church. But even before I even went to church or even was introduced to who God was, I knew that if you do something bad, something happens. For example, if my mother said, Shannon, stop running across that yard in that area because the ground is unlevel, you can fall. Oh, I got it, Mama. Boom, I fall. Whatever you do, my disobedience got a return. I fell and tore the skin out the middle of my hand. That's the same thing people have to realize. When you put something out there, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, that's what you're going to get back. You cannot expect to do all bad things and expect the good things to return to you.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. You cannot. And when you give of yourself, you have to give wholeheartedly. Anything that you do that you complain about, you're not going to get a return on that because it didn't come really from within.
From the heart.
So whatever, like, you know, it's like a pheromone. Whatever you exude from you,
mm-hmm.
like I can smile all day long, but whatever, if I'm feeling hateful on the inside, it's going to be felt in the room that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say all day long.
Glory.
Go ahead. I can say all day long that, oh, my gosh, I'm in such a great mood. I'm smiling, but inside I'm thinking I want to just stab someone in the heart. It's going to be felt all through the room.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to feel it because it's really what's coming from the inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing something, you can say on the outside all day long, oh, let's get it done. When people turn the corner, you're like rolling your eyes. Ooh, I'll be so glad. Over. Oh, my gosh. I could be so watching Supernatural right now. And then what people going to say? I mean, she did it, but did you detect her attitude? So what is your return going to be?
Same thing you put out.
Exactly, a bunch of negativity.
Well, we're glad Courtney had a chance to come in into the studio. I know he's been here. He's been in the green room taking care of some business. So, Courtney, Do you have anything you want to say on, we're talking about investment with the best return, and we've come to the conclusion that the best investment is your time. So do you have anything you might want to offer, a new little nugget you might want to pass on?
Not really new, but I don't, you know, your time is a wise investment, but you have to understand how to use it. Typically, we have been using too much time investing on ourselves.
Oh.
We really need to invest in others.
Ooh. Oh, no, see, no one had brought that up. Isn't that good, Courtney? Stop by.
Because when you invest in others, that gives you a sense of worth. You know, you're doing something for someone else. And that's where we give the biggest investment. That's where the biggest investment in our lives should come from, because it would be selfish to just think about yourself all the time. You know, we're here to make people to grow the world instead of, we can't grow the world just thinking of ourselves.
No.
We have to grow the world by doing for others. And if I do for one person, that one person does for me, and then we do for some up, then everybody will make it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trickling down.
It's just not one person. You understand what I'm saying? So that is, to me, that is the biggest investment. I know a lot of people say the biggest investment will be investing in yourself, investing in your business and everything. But in actuality, I think that the biggest investment will be investing in oneself. I mean, investing in others instead of oneself. That gives you the biggest return in life, because that is the joy and love and money. And money is just material, but to further some, to help someone further their goals should be the top priority in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, pardon me. Did everybody get that? So your greatest investment is your time, but not the time that you invest in yourself. You need to invest it in someone else. So, I mean, that's really a nugget, because a lot of, basically, everyone thinks of themselves first. And then that's what the world tell you. That, what is the first law of nature?
Self-preservation.
Okay. So do we understand what self-preservation is?
It's survival.
But it's survival in what way? See, I don't survive.
You're looking after you only.
But that's not where you survive. That's really, that's not how you're going to survive.
Yes.
So you're going to have to look out for somebody else so that, you know, you can be a part of a great investment. And I'm going to tell you something. Your time investing in someone else, that's one of the greatest feelings in the whole wide world.
I agree. And I believe if you're an individual who's really looking for some good investment, I think if you invest in vehicles that will be used to help other people, just such as let's talk truth. Invest in a media that is being put out there to touch people's lives. If you can sow into anything that's gonna help others, that's a profitable investment.
Of course.
So media, social media, alternative energy, things that are going to provide and help other people and prolong their lives and make them have a safe life.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all good investments.
Yes. And when you can put time out there and cause someone else to have a good night's sleep.
Yes.
Don't you feel good?
That's right.
Doesn't it make you feel wonderful?
Yes.
So these are the things we really have to talk about, and this is why I was prompted to do this show, Investment with the Best Return, because to give time, you don't have to have money.
Nope.
You don't have to have money. But isn't it something that I believe there's a scripture that says, what is it that you give that you don't pay money for, you know, and that investment that you give yourself.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people that just need you to smile at them.
Yeah.
Say good morning.
Yeah, because we're looking at a return.
Mm-hmm.
In life, what we give out, we're looking at a return. Like, for instance, not like, but for instance,
mm-hmm.
beginning of the year is income tax time.
Okay.
We are looking for a return. Everybody's looking for a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to pay the government.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is anticipating a refund. You're looking for a return on your investment, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even when you invest in stocks, you're looking for an a return.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Looking for the word dividend.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. profit sharing.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to do. And anytime you invest or something like that, you're looking for a return. Okay, so money is one thing. Yes, we all need money. But if your return is favor because you have done something for someone.
Oh, my God.
You know,
yeah.
I've done something for someone so they see to it that I can get a house with no money back.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just give me a house. You know, I could invest my time into a child. Now I can look back and the dividends will pay off when I turn around and see this child that I gave my time to didn't grow up on the streets,
mm-hmm.
didn't get, you know, didn't take part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
He or she didn't get pregnant early and couldn't take care of it and was a burden on the state, things like that. That's the return that we should be looking for. We can look for money anywhere, but we should be looking for the best return is the return in the other person's life that we give our time to, because we should be able to see that. Now, the problem is, are we investing in wrong stock?
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Could, you know, are we investing in, as they say, risky
investments. Right.
Or high debt to ratio, or, you know, things like that, or subprime lending. You know, we doing these things. At that right there, you know, we have to take into account so that we have to become wise investors of our time. We just can't give our time to everyone.
Exactly.
Because we'll be wasting some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
No one wants to waste it, because if you just want to waste money, give me all the money you want to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And let me put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
You know, so if,
guaranteed.
You know, other than that, I don't think no one wants to waste money. So if you don't want to waste money, you don't want to waste time.
Exactly.
Because time is money.
Mm-hmm.
And our money is the success of the people that we give our time to.
Exactly.
So then it makes us feel better when someone else does to it.
Yeah.
And that's what we should strive to be, you know, strive to become better people in that fashion. And just instead of looking for material, we should be looking for our dividends on a person.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're absolutely right, because I was a little disappointed this week because I had the I saw the results of some of my investments, my time investing in an individual that I have invested years of time in, who just decided to chunk it back, you know, and go off half cocked and decide they want to thug it out. And I really felt bad when I saw that. And I was kind of questioning the time that I gave that person. Was that time not good enough? Did I not do what I was supposed to? And finally, after just some soul searching, yes, I gave that person everything that I should have given them. But you cannot control how a person is going to receive what you give, because you know. But at least when I stand before, I can say I gave it to them. Whether what they did with it was up to them. But
well,
I did give them
think
that
about
time.
It. Had you not given the time that you had, they would be a lot worse off than what they are.
Yes, I know.
They're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more than I can say for what they would have been had you not stepped in. So,
yeah, so
you have to kind of weigh out some
and
things.
And
like
not
that.
Only that, and the thing of it is, we not all can just, you don't know all the end all. If we knew all, we wouldn't be human.
We just looking at what,
you know,
what we see
so
right
we
now.
We have to, what is investments, what are investments? It's a risk that you
mm-hmm.
have to take.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you taking a, you know, in the stock market, everybody don't know what they are, you know, trying to invest in. They don't know if it's a sure thing.
Right.
They're going on, you know, historical data and all this kind of stuff. And in time, you don't really know. We try to make the best guesstimate when we let our time, because we don't know how truly a person will be down the road,
mm-hmm.
but we just say, oh, okay, I'm going to invest in this. And, you know, we've seen a lot, I know a lot of people who invested in things and lost all their money. They
mm-hmm.
even tell you when you go into the stock market, it's subject to lose everything that you put
it's
in it.
It's not a sure thing.
It's not a sure thing.
Yeah.
So just like you, said, you know, you went into it not knowing that it was a sure thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's, but, you know, what up? We live and we learn.
Yes.
And then what happens now is you can know the historical data, so you can see the clues on in the beginning on how it will take effect, so that you know you won't just put your time just anywhere.
But, yeah, and then, too, I look at it that I believe that time was spent exactly how it was supposed to have been spent. But sometimes when we receive and we don't receive things right, then that's an odd against us.
I like what you said just then about sometimes if we don't look at things, we don't receive things right. I was thinking about a friend of mine. His best friend passed a couple of months ago, and he said his best friend got in a situation where he got messed around on his job or something, and he was angry about it, and he ended up some kind of way losing his job or what have you, but he took the company to court, and he said his friend just became, you know, infatuated with, you know, going after this company, you know, and he didn't want to do anything else. He said it took him about, I think, 14 years, and he finally got this company, got him in court, and he won the court situation. It was a $1.2 million or whatever. But in the event of him winning, he was told, "Well, you won, but it's another thing to collect." And
yes.
So, 14 years of his life, he just sort of put his family and everything back, focusing on that. He died a couple of months ago. And
still hadn't paid off.
It still hadn't paid off. And so all that valuable time that he could have used to enjoy his life, his family and friends,
mm-hmm.
for this
he
one.
He lost it for that.
He lost
so,
it for that.
And that's the number one thing. And we have just about a minute to go. So I want to wrap this up by saying one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Time is the greatest investment.
Yes.
Time gets you the best return.
Yes.
You just have to spend your time where you're supposed to spend it
mm.
and how you're supposed to spend it
yes.
and with whom you're supposed to spend it. And
wow.
once you do that, your return is going to automatically come. We can't say if it's going to come the week after, 2 weeks after, but it will come. And how it's going to come comes with whatever your return is going to be beneficial for you. If, you know, so it's not going to do. Anybody else want to say something? We have about 10 seconds to go. And I want to say this, that with all that said, just know invest time that's beneficial in someone, not you. Invest time in someone else. This is Lois Bullock. This is Let's Talk Truth. And I am loving you with the heart of God. See you next week. Good night.
Well,